Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. Thank you for joining me. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in chapter 1, and I'm going to read chapter 1, verse 21 to 23. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Last time we left off in verse 21, where we read, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. And then we have the word but became vain in their imaginations. That word but means it's the opposite of glorifying and thanking God, what they were doing. They became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Now we're going to see that when they became vain in their imaginations, what they did was that they departed from the knowledge of the living God and turned to idolatry. In Acts 14, verse 15, Paul calls idolatry vanities which the Gentiles were told to turn away from. And notice it's a life of emptiness and darkness. No matter how great the pretensions are, it's empty and dark. Life when God is not glorified or thanked is empty and dark. And again, I pointed out they have great pretensions. They professed themselves to be wise. And that kind of reminds me of Genesis 3, where Satan tells them they'll know good and evil if they take of the fruit. It says, yet professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Their mere profession proved that they were fools. It's a very ironic statement. E.W. Bullinger in his Companion Bible Margin has this reading for this verse. It says, saying they were wise, they were fooled. The very fact of saying they were wise only fooled them. Once you depart from God's revelation of himself and the scriptures, you are open to the lie. You are fooled. Think about that. Once you depart from God's revelation of himself, you are open to the lie. I don't care if you're a universalist, a pantelist, a Baptist, a Catholic, or whatever your profession is in Christianity. Once you depart from God's revelation of himself in the scriptures, not your own mind, you are open up to the lie. And I hear people today talking about, well, I think God is like this, and all of their reasonings about God are not based on what he said in his word, but what they think in their own hearts. Remember this, to say you're being led by the Spirit of God apart from God's revealed word is to be led by the evil one under the guise of the Holy Spirit. Ponder that statement. Now remember this, in Romans 1, 18 to 32, Paul is not talking about atheism. Atheism is not the problem. We always look at the atheist. Here it's not about atheism, it's about a corruption of the knowledge of the true and living God. It's a corrupt religious system. Athens, in the book of Acts, chapter 17, the Apostle Paul, when he gets there, he notices they have all these gods, all these idols, and yet God was unknown to them. The people in Athens were not atheists, they were religious. Paul calls what they had devotions. They were very devoted people. They were not atheists, they were idolaters. They mixed the knowledge of the living God with the idols that they devised out of their own heart. There are very few real atheists, but there are many people who have a corrupt religion. Again, this is not atheism we're talking about, but a corruption. It says they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image, and an image is man's concept of God apart from revelation. Paul says, professing themselves to be wise, that is, their own inventions devised out of their own hearts. The first king of Israel, Jeroboam, did that. He devised a god out of his own heart. Remember, the only image of God is Christ. God has revealed himself through his Son, Jesus Christ, in the written word. After the flood, it was the knowledge of God in its context that was corrupted. Noah stepped off the ark. He brought the knowledge of God, the Creator, and men corrupted that knowledge. In the future, there's going to be a system, a Babylonian system, and it's called the lie. And what will it do? It will mix Christianity with it. Paul in Romans 1 takes us back to Genesis 10 and 11 with Babel and Babylon and their corruption of the knowledge of God. And in his last letter, 2 Thessalonians, the last letter to the churches, Paul talks about the future system called Babylon. So the Babylon in the past is going to be repeated in the future, and the Babylon of the future is going to be a system called the lie, and it'll be mixed with Christianity. Ponder that thought. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.